Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Okay, so I don't think today that Roger's going to join us, which is kind of a bummer, but at the same time, it's an opportunity for the girls to talk. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. So let's get it started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
And I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I don't think Roger will come weighing in. He had a family emergency. And as things we say in the lifestyle, family comes first. So sometimes that means you got to miss a party. You got to miss a date. Something comes up. Family comes first. So his family stuff has gotten in the way. He may join us later. But I figure we'll take this opportunity to really wing it and get into the conversation for all of you flies on the wall. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. I hope that you can get something out of this conversation. Obviously, the title of the podcast is Beyond Monogamy. To give you some context, Barbie is retired from the lifestyle. She has also been a sex camera model, whatever you want to call it. I can't remember what the nice words are, but you know, helping people get off and one at a time digitally, that's always fun. And then she's been in the lifestyle for a long time before she retired. I've been in the lifestyle on and off for over 20 years, and I call myself semi-retired. So all of you that have joined us, you're the flies on the wall. If you want to weigh in on topics, or if you'd like for us to talk about it, I usually do this at the end of the podcast, but I'm going to do it at the beginning. Please go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com and you'll catch our emails. You can also tip the producer because right now he's doing it for free. And but let's get into the conversation. Okay, so I have a couple of different things that we can talk about since it's girls only and the guys aren't here. I think we should take this opportunity to talk about things that guys do that they think are hot, but maybe they're not.
Why? You know, I don't want to sound, I don't want to sound insincere, or I don't know, but for me, you know, I guess if I preface this by saying for me, some of the attention that they pay to areas that just don't have any, they're just not fruitful. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like they want to go down on you, but they want to lick, 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 you know, without any kind of purpose, or there's no attention to a certain area. It's kind of all over the place. and then they think you really are liking it, you know, because you're moaning and groaning, which, you know, you do, because every now and again, they hit a spot But then, you know, what are you supposed to the left, to the right? I mean, yes, I have said that before, but I mean, you don't make a regular habit of that, you know, so you kind of move your body and you drink, you know, so that's probably one of my things that I would say, if you're a man and you're going to go down on a woman, have a purpose, know what you're after. The clit is what you're after. So
I don't want them to stop. I don't want them to stop. So I don't, I'm one of these people that doesn't give them the feedback as much as I should, yeah. You know, I'll moan a little bit. And like you said, I will try to push my hips a little bit to try and get them to the right spot. Guys, if you're listening and that woman is trying to move you over a little bit, she's moving you over, trying to let you know, she's giving you the silent signal that this is a better place.
Yeah.
You know, this is not,
that's right. This is called body language.
You know, because it truly is a gift when they go down on you, because most guys don't do this very often. Now, I had some regulars that they were so good at this, and they knew that was what their whole special thing was. And then it was like, oh, that was their superpower, and they knew it, and they were good, and they were perfect. And that was like, yeah, I want to do that guy. But for most guys, I don't want them to characterize me as the woman that just lays there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like a dance. If she's laying there and she's not moaning and she's moving around stuff, she's trying to get it to the right place, you know, but I'm not that abrupt of a person. I've heard in a lifestyle, there was a woman, I heard her do it to the doc. The doc is one of the characters I talk about. He was such a puppy in the lifestyle. He was so happy to be in the lifestyle, and he wasn't the best looking guy or whatever, but he also was not very good at reading people's signals. And he was trying to do her on the bed, and she was, the way she was saying it was a little to the left and a little to the right, or no, not there, you know. And it wasn't like, no, not there, it could be better. It was no, not there, you know.
Yeah, that's not good. So
I'm afraid I'll come across as the witch, you know. And then I'm afraid I'll come across as the person who's not grateful that you're down there.
Exactly. I mean,
I want
it's so delicate. But that's why, I say, you know, if our topic is one of those things that men do that they think that you really like, that maybe you don't. And again, I can't even speak for, you know, a tenth of the women out here. Right. I can only speak for myself and my experience as what I feel is a sexually liberated person. You know, I know what I like. I know how to have really good orgasms, and I know where, you know, you got to work on it. And just licking around it and darting in and out, and, you know, that's okay to get you started. But from there, if this is really what you want to do, either practice or find some YouTube, find a video.
I can do it because probably my first husband is not listening to this, but I'll tell you that my first husband was one of these ones where we were at a lifestyle event and another guy came up when we were first into the lifestyle. We were at a party and this guy was going around and he was reaching up into the pussy and fingering it. And just within 2 minutes or so, he was making the pussy drip of just about every woman that he did around the table. And so he was doing this. And my husband at the time watched him do it. And then my husband decided that he could just learn how to do it just by observing how this guy did it. So then his game was to reach up in there, and then he would, the guy would do this thing where he would stick his hand up in there and he would tickle the G spot a little bit, and he did it to me, and he would just silently breathe in and say to you real sexily, 1, 2, 3. And by the time you hit 3, you were popping more because of what his fingers was doing combined with the way the strange guy's whispering in my ear and counting. Yeah, it was really freaking sexy. So then when my husband tries to mimic that, it was not good.
Yeah.
And the thing is, at that time in my relationship with him, I could not say to him, this is not good. Okay. That was not our relationship, because if I said it was not good, then it would be a big fight about, right. Well, you liked it with him, you didn't like it with me, blah, 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 blah. So I just faked it. You know, yeah. I would fake it. And can you fake the liquid coming out? Not really, but you can fake the orgasm enough. Harry met Sally type yeah. stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so great. Yeah. And then just pull away.
Yeah.
And
I need a break. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I this is confession time. It's girls' time. So I get to say this. I lied.
Oh. Yeah. Like that hasn't happened before.
I'll have to. So one of my other things that I've all sex is supposed to be good sex. Some is a lot better than that. But there have been these guys that do you, and I call it grocery list sex, because you're laying there and they're trying to do the, let's do this position, let's do that position or whatever. And they're trying to get off. And you can tell that they're really close to getting off and you're not hitting whatever it is. And my mind starts wandering. Did I buy eggs? Do I need milk? I do. It's grocery list sex. It's yeah. sex, but it's not full attention sex.
No, you know, you're right.
And so I'm counting the holes in the ceiling. Or I'm looking up, you know, or looking up and going, oh, maybe there was a leak over there. So
put your heels in the air and
think
of handbags. That was from Will and Grace.
Right. And the thing is, like we were talking about on the podcast last time when I was talking with Roger. Guys can't fake it, because you can tell if the dick isn't hard anymore, they're not into it as much anymore. But
yeah,
we can. And then there's actually been times where I started out with somebody, it was grocery list sex for a minute, and then they turned around and did something or found something or did a right position. And then all of a sudden it's like somebody's reaching into Janet's mind and going, come back here and pay attention. And
oh yeah. When it clicks. Yeah.
And then that click, and then the click comes in and it's like, yeah. Oh yeah.
You know? When there's a click, it's good. And you know, right. even when there's a click and you're attracted to somebody, early on and, you know, at first, if it's somebody you've never played with before, it's awkward. And you may have that moment of that awkwardness, but boy, once it starts flowing and it's, ooh, there's just nothing like it, you know, you move from kind of awkward to yes. rhythm, you know?
Right. And there's times. There's also times where I reach back into what I call spank bank material. So I'm laying on the bed and I'm not quite there. I've hit, they've gotten me almost to crescendo, but I haven't gotten to the crescendo. So I will take my mind. This is a trick. Ladies, if you're out there, you need to think about what your spank bank material is. Now, spank bank material may be, this is your fantasy. And so you have to imagine that the guy is your prince up on a white horse doing you or whatever else it is. Okay. But, spank bank material for me is going back to some of my favorite moments. And I will go back to playing the clock in the Paris nightclub, you yeah, know, when I had many, many people that mm-hmm. were doing it. And I'm like, oh, that's spank bank material. You know, yeah, I remember that. Okay. That was exactly. really, really good. And so I compartmentalize and I will put some spank bank material in. And in my head, visually, I'll go there. and go there to make myself finish and finish and go ahead and come. Yeah, sometimes it takes that.
Oh, yes. And I think the beauty in this lifestyle is that we do have those experiences to draw on, you know. Some of them have been fantastic. So you just think back to that and you're just like,
right.
Oh, yes. And you just relive it. And yeah, right. I like that. Spank bank, huh? I like that.
Yeah. I keep stuff in the spank bank. And then, yes. You know, that's, and sometimes it's just, it's a fantasy. I've learned sometimes making a fantasy, having a fantasy come true makes it not a good fantasy anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I fantasized for a long time about double penetration, and I thought double penetration would be great, you know, because you see it in the porno stuff and you guys always ask for it and when it happens. And then when I did my first double penetration, there was so much stuff going on. Yes, yeah. I had two dicks in me. One was in the vagina. One was in the asshole. You have to manipulate it. And on other episodes, I've alluded to this. The guy with the bigger dick is the one that has to be going into your ass because it doesn't work the other way. The guy with the little dick cannot. I'm sorry. I have butt cheeks that are kind of big. Okay. You're going to have some length if you're going to come into my ass. Maybe other little girls it's fine with, you know, and the smaller dick guys, but I'm sorry. I'm a little
There's
fluffy.
Only so much room, you know. There's only so much room. So, yeah.
And then, you know, I have invariably had where somebody was in the ass and then it slid into two dicks in the pussy. And then the guys freak out when their dicks touch.
Oh,
and
it's because, like, you know, now they're gay.
You know, all of a sudden they get into this, accidental sword touching is something that freaks them out and makes them not horny anymore. Wait, okay. It's fine for you to watch me, you know, licking some other girl's pussy and for us to have two girls, but it's not fine for two guys. Why?
To just have it slide out. Like, come on. That's nothing. I mean, come on. We're in the heat of the moment. Look what you're doing. I mean,
but so when
you know how many times that probably has to happen in a porn movie before they get the perfect shot.
It has to. I mean, how many takes do they have to take?
Oh, you know, it's got to be dozens. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. That's why she's got to be on drugs most of the time. Yes. For that to happen.
Ooh, yes.
But so for me, it's not my fantasy anymore. You know, it happens. So be careful what you wish for, because sometimes when you experience it, it doesn't happen. And then when it doesn't happen, it's just like, it's just not as good as what you thought it was going to be. Oh, I thought it was going to be really good to do this. And then maybe not so fast, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have spank bank stuff that I keep. I think the other thing, my inside of my thighs are very tender. And I don't know other women. I've seen them. I've looked over and seen them, and they don't have a problem with it. But when a guy takes his elbows and digs them into my thighs so he can lick my pussy, all I can feel is the elbow in my thigh. Okay. I feel the tongue on my pussy at all, because you have just taken all of my attention into, you're going to make a bruise on my thighs. And inside of my, other women must have a lot tougher thighs than I do. I can't, you know, I just can't deal with, I can bruise very easily inside on those thighs. So keep away from my thighs. I don't know if it's just me singly or if other women are like that.
No, but I think you're right. You are right.
I'm really sensitive on the inside of my thighs. So dude, don't stick your elbows on there. Get a pillow or something if that's what you have to do.
Note to the listeners. Yes, please. Right. Please be mindful of that.
I will tell you that when I came out of retirement and I did go to that place that had the stirrups hanging off the bed, that was what was awesome about those, is there was no chance of the guy sticking his elbow on my thighs. The only way that happens is if you're laying on the bed. If you're legs are up, like in the OBGYN table type position, you know, where they're up and being supported, there's no way that that guy is going to hurt your thighs.
Yeah.
So I totally enjoyed that. Now I don't know how I would explain that to my children as to the
how'd you get the bruises?
Right. Well, I don't. Yeah. So I'm not gonna moving I'm gonna furniture. Grandma. I'm gonna wear
always
grandma. Moving furniture is a good one.
Always is the answer. Moving furniture.
There was a couple. A couple that we had played with a long time ago. They had a sex swing, and what they did is when they were done playing with the sex swing, they would take it down and they had a hanging plant that they would hang off of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
That was how they explained that there was a big hook in the ceiling.
That's
the
right.
Hook in the ceiling. Yeah. Well, why is it so heavy? Man, that's a hell of a hook.
Yeah. For a silk plant. Hey, don't ask questions, kid. You know? Don't ask questions.
Yeah. I think what else I wanted to talk about was, is there anything else you want to talk about that a guy does that's funky? I'm sorry. I changed the subject and I shouldn't.
You know, maybe it's more of a thing that we hit on at one time about rules, because I was thinking, I like to kiss. You know, I think that's part of one of my erogenous zones, and it's foreplay to me. It tells me a lot about sensuality. And yet there are some guys that just want to wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Or they have rules with their spouse about, well, you can't kiss on the lips, or you can't, I don't know. So anyway, the point was more or less, spend a little time on the foreplay, you know, before you want to dive right in, even though everybody's in a hurry to get started, you can spend a little time, you know, it goes a long way helping to get the fire fueled a little.
Well, and like I said, I was in retirement and I came out, I went to my first party and that's on another podcast. I hadn't been in the party situation with that big amount of strangers. I'd been going over to like three or four couples. Everybody knows each other. That's different. Then we all know what each other likes, that doesn't like. We've played with each other many times. And so it's just familiar. It's a home base type party. It's a home party. This one we traveled a couple of hours to go to the party. I went to the party and, you know, one of the guys decides I go back to play with the first guy I'm going to play with. I have no idea who he is. And it was like riding a bike, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm pretty sure I know how to do this. So go into the room, take the lube in, and, I just said to him, I'm getting better because I've learned to be a little bit more forward. And I said, before we get started, is there anything that you absolutely don't like? Or is there anything that you really like? Vice versa. And, you know, he just basically said, oh, I pretty much like everything. And then I started asking a little bit further. I said, do you like to have your nipples played with? About 50% of the guys, from my experience, about 50% of the guys have sensitive nipples and 50% don't. And the guys that don't, they don't want to tell you that it's not sensitive. Almost like we don't want to tell them when they're doing stuff wrong in the licking pussy area type stuff. I think they don't want to be identified as a non-sensuous person because their nipples aren't sensitive. But, you know, it's not anything you can change. So I'm asking you the question because I want to be a better lover. I want to be better in figuring out what this is going to, and sometimes I don't even ask. I just start and then try to hear their breath. And you can tell as you run your finger across, lightly across, if you start at the neck and lick down and hope that they don't have that cologne dropped all over them. So you're looking at crap. Which this guy or did
sweaty,
the time.
You know, come on. Nobody wants to taste your sweat.
Actually, I do. Okay, so this is the difference between you and me. You should see Barbie's face right now. at the same party. So
that's so funny.
I will sidetrack too. I was doing another guy in the room where we had a whole bunch of people where we had just had the stirrups, and I was doing this guy, and he was sweating, and you could tell it was bothering him. And I grabbed him and I licked the sweat off of his chest and then up his neck. And I said, I love it.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious, moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
I love the taste of the salty sweat. And he's like, oh my God, I'm the guy for you. Because she's getting ready to hand me. Because the other people in the room knew him. And they said he sweats all the time. I was like, oh, then this is the guy for me. This is like a lid for the pot. You know, you've got somebody who sweats and somebody who likes the taste of sweat.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Right. Especially in the middle of the moment and when that sweat is coming down.
Now that sweat, yeah. Hard. I mean, that's, you know, if it's because they've been working so hard, you know.
Yeah. And so I don't, you're right.
It's completely different than if we're just getting ready for foreplay. That's right.
Right. I don't like them to start out sweaty, but if the middle of it, they get sweaty, I'm licking it off.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I mean, dripping on me and stuff. I'm probably not going to drink it. So.
I'm licking it. And so, yeah, but this guy, so he tells me everything is okay. And so we had a good time playing. My nipples, I like to have my nipples pinched, but not like in the beginning. I like to, you have to warm me up like an old radio console, you know, that you've turned on and the tubes are starting to go. That's pretty much me. And oh my God, am I aging myself? Because most of the people out there who listen to this have no idea what I'm talking about.
No idea what a tube is from a radio.
Let's put it this way. When you first turn on the air conditioner and the air conditioner isn't spitting out cool air yet, okay, it takes a little bit of time. That's me, okay, because I've got to work up my nipples to the point to where, in the middle of sex, you pinch those nipples and I'm going to go really hard. I'm going to come and we were at this party. When I was living closer to where Steve and Elle live, we were at a party up north, and this guy, his name was Blasian. He was this really he was younger guy. He was a lot of fun to play with. He was black, and his girlfriend or wife was Asian. And so that fit totally where my husband wanted to play. And so he was really happy that he was playing with her. And I was really happy. And I was at a party, so it didn't matter if we paired up or not. But he happened to pair up with her. And I started playing with this guy. And in the middle of the play, he asked, can I pinch your nipples? And I say, yes. Okay, because he has licked me and I've moved my heart. We've been playing for about 10 or 15 minutes. Foreplay's been excellent.
So he's
been, I am totally warmed up. This air conditioner is revving. Okay. And so he's like, can I pinch your nipples? And then he's like, yeah. And then he goes, I need you to pinch my nipples. I was like, oh. And so I pinched his nipples and his dick got harder.
Oh.
And so then he was pinching mine hard. I was pinching his hard. I mean, we were pinching each other's nipples And it was, the climax was fantastic. And I mean, to the point that it was just like both of us hit the climax at the same time. And I like to have them pinch so much that, like, I like to the next day feel my sore nipples on my shirt and know that they're sore because I got fucked hard last night.
Oh yeah.
That's
Yeah.
that was where I was. And
Oh
that
yeah.
guy was like, oh yeah, when you have somebody who matches, you
Oh
know,
yes.
the guy with the sweat, that I loved it, I licked it off, and it was total joy. And I wasn't faking it, it really was. So it's, you can't fake it. And then
Right,
this the
right.
pinching stuff or whatever. So oh, that, gosh, that brings me to a story. We were in, we had been invited to a party when we were just, my hubby number two and I had just gotten back into the lifestyle, and we had just started having our own parties. And we got invited to a party of we'll call her Bill and Nellie, Bill and Nellie's house. And they had heard that we were having parties, and so somebody said, you need to invite these people, they're a lot of fun. So we went to Bill and Nellie's part. Now, the invitation was very specific, and it said, you have to get here between 7 and 8. If you don't get here, if you get here after 8, you won't be allowed to come in. At between 8 and 9 o'clock is when we stay upstairs and we have cocktail hour, where you meet everybody, you talk to everybody, and you enjoy each other's company and learn about each other. And then at 9 o'clock, you go downstairs, and that's when you take off your clothes and play. This is what the invitation said.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it was all written out in the invitation. And it said, you'll go downstairs and play. And it said, if you leave at 9 o'clock and don't go downstairs, you won't be invited back.
Okay.
So understand, you're leaving the party. We completely understand this is not for you. You
Right,
can leave
right,
or
right.
whatever. Okay. So everything was very structured. And you know, I can't stand it that everything was very structured.
Well, it
But
makes
I
you want to break
wanted,
a rule. Come on, you got to break one.
I totally wanted to break a
Of
rule. And
course. Yeah,
so we
gotta
go,
break one.
right? And so we go, and this is in a, their house is in a big city. Okay, it's in a pretty big city. And so we go, and you know, we get there at 7 on the dot. We go inside, and you know, we are basically sitting upstairs in their kitchen. We had brought drinks because they had said, if you want to drink, bring your own alcohol. And that's completely understandable too, because I,
Yeah, that's normal.
people don't want to deal with other people's
Exactly.
needs on that. And I don't have a problem bringing that. And so I don't drink very much, so I'll just bring a little bit of hard liquor, and that was it. So we're sitting at the table, and we meet this other couple, and the other couple is it's Bill and Miranda. And so Bill and Miranda, it turns out this is the first time that we met them. We became such good friends with Bill and Miranda that this was the first time that we met them at this party. It was wonderful. Okay, so the fact that I attended it and it had rules and I made myself push myself out of my boundaries and do it, if I wouldn't have done that, I wouldn't have met our best friends in the
Yeah.
lifestyle at that point. Okay, so we're sitting at the table, and Bill and Miranda are there, and Bill is the same height as my husband, which is unbelievable. They are, and it turns out that they went to college near each other. They had their professional careers like within a couple of hours of each other, locational wise, so that, you know, they get into speaking about the geographics, and they are off talking about all this other stuff. And then I'm talking to Miranda, and she is telling me where she came from, and she asks where I came from, and it turns out that her sister was in my home, my town where I raised my children. And her sister was part of a scandal where she was married to a banker and the banker cheated on her. And I was friends with the woman that he cheated on her with. So that was really weird. It was like, oh my gosh, it's just so, and so we're having this discussion and we're into this. And then we start talking about, so now I know about you a little bit personally. Our standard questions are, tell me your best stories in the lifestyle or your worst stories in the lifestyle. And during that time period, one of the stories I told was about the fact that I like to have my nipples pinched in the middle of sex. And so that came out in whatever story I was telling. I can't remember exactly what story it was, but that data point that I like to have my nipples pinched when I'm in the middle of sex because it'll make me orgasm, that comes out. And so 9 o'clock comes and this other woman came into the party, and her name was Missy, and Missy and her boyfriend, and Missy and her boyfriend Jeff, and Missy is just beautiful. You know, she's like, there's going to be the beautiful woman at the party. It's her.
Yeah.
Okay. She's just gorgeous. And she's not like bitchy gorgeous, I'm pretty and you're not. She's just glowing gorgeous, nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Very nice to all of us. And so I am enamored with Missy, as is everybody else in the room, including the husbands. And so 9 o'clock hits, and Missy tells us that she's a unicorn, but she's there with one of her boyfriends, Jeff. And so the first people down the stairs is Missy and Jeff. And then Bill and Miranda go down the stairs, and everybody else goes down the stairs, including me. And this part I kind of like, because as they're going down the stairs, clothes are coming off. Okay. So like, clothes are being thrown off as you're going down the stairs. And so, you know that, yes, the play is going to happen. So we go downstairs into the playroom, and it is a big playroom. There are no private areas. There's just a couple of beds and a couple of mattresses. And then there's like a couch and a chair. And I walk down the stairs, and I see sitting there in the chair is Missy. In between her legs, actually, no, sitting in the chair is Jeff, her boyfriend, and bent over him and giving him a blowjob is Missy. And all I see is her ass. And the thing is, at this time in my lifestyle journey, it would say on my profile that I was not bisexual. Okay. It would say, right, I don't do girls. Okay. Because at that point, that's where I was. I was kind of closed-minded, and I was thinking, no, I don't do girls. And right, so it said that on my profile. I saw Missy's ass, and I was like,
converted. Oh,
I could do a girl. I could do a girl. Oh my God.
That's right. I've been turned out.
I've been, Missy's ass is what turns me. Okay.
Yes. So, yes. So well, it would turn anybody. Yes.
Right. So I see Missy's ass, and I was like, oh, this is so wonderful. And so the thing is that I just gasped, and she heard it. And I just said, that is beautiful. And she stops sucking and turns around and looks at me, and she goes, would you like a turn? And I was like, absolutely. Okay.
Sure.
And so she gets up and goes somewhere else, and I start blowing Jeff, this guy, Jeff. And so it's like, oh, this is wonderful. Okay. And, you know, I had brought my drink downstairs. Everybody, we'd gotten naked. We brought our drinks downstairs. So I had prepped, I'd set a drink on the table. There are other drinks that are sitting on the table. I get in the chair, and Jeff, so we switch places, because I get Jeff to come, which is great.
Oh,
yes.
I get my
first load. Like, yes, good job. So then he's like, let me make you happy. And I was like, okay. And so we switch places, and now I'm in the chair, and Jeff is between my legs. And so he is very aggressively licking away at me. And I can't even remember if it was good or bad. It doesn't matter. Okay. Cause yeah. it was good enough that I was happily climbing
in the zone. Exactly.
And I was in the zone, climbing the summit. It was not grocery list sex. And, all of a sudden, Bill comes over and leans over and pinches my nipple. Oh. And when he does it, I just come and I am screaming. Okay. I'm screaming coming because it's that wonderful. And Jeff is happy and Bill is laughing. And so I am so happy. Jeff stands up and I go and I grab Bill without even asking him. And I was like, I got to make you happy now. And I started blowing him. And as I blew him, it was the best tasting dick that I have ever had. Okay. It was so sweet. And so it was like pineapple-y sweet. Okay. And I was just like, God, this is great. And the thing is, what I didn't know about Bill at the time that I do know now is Bill can only take about 20 seconds, not even that, 10 seconds of touching, and then he comes. Okay. Yeah. So it took like 3 sucks for me to suck Bill. And then he starts screaming, I'm coming. He's just screaming this. And I think it's fantastic. Okay. Yeah. And so I stop and I'm hugging him. I'm hugging Jeff. I'm talking to Missy. I'm inviting Jeff and Missy to the party that we're having next weekend. I invite Bill and Miranda to the party that we're having next weekend. I do not invite Bob and Nancy because they weren't any good. Okay. That's another thing. Even though they had a great party, they weren't good fucks. Okay. Thank you for inviting me to the party, but I only got so many spaces. And so, I didn't even tell them. I just quietly told Bill and Miranda on the side that we were having it.
Only have so much room. So,
I told Missy and Jeff we were having this. You guys, need to come the next weekend. And so fast forward to the next weekend, Bill and Miranda come in they come early and they come to the house and they come early and they are sitting there and we are talking about what a great time we had the weekend before and how much we have in common with them, how great friends we know we're going to be, which we end up being absolutely. They are the sweetest people. And, we talk about Missy and then Missy shows up. And so I've got the gang there and probably Steve and Al are there. A whole bunch of people have arrived and I say to Bill, I gotta tell you this. And I say it in front of the group. Okay. I gotta tell you this. I sucked your dick last week and it was the best tasting dick I have ever had. What do? Do you just eat a bunch of pineapple or what is that you do? And he goes, I have a confession to make. And I go, well, what's the confession? And he said, when I was leaning over the table to pinch your nipple, my dick fell into somebody's drink. Dick fell into somebody's drink.
I think you're onto something.
The whole place erupts in laughter. And we are just thinking that is just the most hilarious thing. He's like, and so then the rest
What's
of the evening.
That, somebody probably picked up that drink and went ahead.
And somebody probably drank that drink. Drank the drink. It doesn't matter. It was probably a pina colada. So I brought up the fact. I said it's probably a pina colada. And Al is sitting there and she goes, oh no, it wasn't a pina colada. She goes, it was a penis colada.
Yes, exactly. So, slightly stirred.
Right. So then all the jokes start happening, and we go, you know, we think we're onto something. Great. We have a new product. We should call it Dick Dippers.
Yes.
We should call it Dick Dippers. And then the rest of the night, somebody would go upstairs, and then they'd come running back downstairs, and they'd scream out a name, and it'd be Strawberry Dickery. You know?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, couldn't you come up with some? Yes, that's right.
Oh, there was so. So out of somebody listening and somebody doing the things right, these things I remember, and I'm just never going to forget it. Dick Dippers. And
oh,
so,
that's
yeah.
So funny. Yeah, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah. What did you do? Eat a lot of pineapple?
He told me, and he told me with this little grin, and you know, this little grin of, well, I got to tell you the truth.
I got a confession.
Confession. It's always scary when the guy's like, I got a confession to make.
Exactly. And that was certainly not what you expected.
Oh, not at all.
Oh, that's great.
I had no idea I was going to tell you that story tonight, but that one hangs in my heart on a regular basis.
That is a natural flow from what we were talking about. That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. Oh, Dick Dippers. I think you're onto something.
You know, and I understand that when we talk about the rules, when we talk about guys, and I mean, I don't want to diss them. I'm happy that they're having sex. I'm exactly. happy they want to have sex with me. So I don't want to turn them off, but I also exactly. want them. Sometimes I want a button or something I can just do, you know, pay attention. Yeah. can you read the signs a little bit? Hello. Not there.
Tap, tap, tap on the forehead or on the back of the head.
Because they're so, I mean, I'm happy that they're doing it, but at the same time, so I have, as I've gotten older, I have made sure that when we have adult play, that we have some toys around so that if you can tell they've been at it for a while and they're getting tired and they're not really hitting the spot, right. then just saying, let's play with one of these vibrating fingers, and then putting it on their balls and putting it on them and showing them how it might feel and stuff might help them. And that's yeah. also that when they sometimes, but then sometimes it backfires on me because they'll grab a toy and they'll think that they're putting it in the right place and they'll
put
it not on the clip.
Not it'll even be, close. Yeah.
Not even close. It'll be like, not dude, that's not yeah. the little man in the canoe.
Maybe we should have just talked about how important it is to find the clit. Holy cow, friends. I mean, I don't think even in porn movies they show nearly enough time spent there. They just don't.
It's not so much find the clit. It's, I want you to find the clit. But I want you to warm things up. And then at some point after you've warmed me up, I want you to find the clit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I also, there are some women that like to have that clit punished big time. And then there's some people that don't. They like to have a little bit of a flicker and then back, or a little bit of a flicker or flick it or whatever. And then I've seen some women where they want the guys to like practically, the fingers that I've seen go at it on the clit. I was like, I don't think my clit can do that. I can't take that kind of abuse anymore. Please don't make it sore.
Yeah. Oh, please. No, not there. Mm-mm.
Right. But I don't want to sound ungrateful. I don't.
Exactly. I don't either. That's what I said early on when we started. I didn't want to sound, you know, unappreciative or disrespectful or anything like that. I was just, you know, there are things that I'm sure that women do that men would feel the same way. You know, they find quite irritating.
Right. So maybe
I hope they will share that with us.
Right. Maybe we can let Roger and Steve come back on and have yeah. them tell us some of the stuff that we do that they don't like.
Exactly. Or exactly.
Maybe they just like everything we do.
Well, There is that. Now, although I would say that through the years, I have learned some guys like it. If you're getting, you know, if you're in the moment and you're having sex and you start moving with their movement, you know, to try to match, you know, moving your hips. And then other guys just want you to lay still and let them do the rhythm and let them do the magic, you know. So I think you just, but I think you get that with experience and you get that with that moment with your partner. I think, you know, you read that person and, you know, it's all good. It's just, I think there are sometimes you really get in that zone.
And right.
It's even better.
Okay. Well, I think we had our girls discussion.
I think so too.
I want to thank everybody for listening who made it this far. And don't steal that Dick Dippers idea. We may still do it.
Hey, I think, you know, you got the Slickums and now you have the Dick Dippers. I think you're on to something there.
Yeah, we were talking about putting them in like package where you just rip up thing and you just
dip it in there.
Oh. Dip your dick in there. I'm sure we could get Mandinga, the producer, to help me with that. Maybe we have a second commercial instead of Slickums. We have Dick Dippers.
That's right. And we will suggestions on the flavorings.
We'll take suggestions on the flavoring. If you would like to be a guest on the show, let me know. If there's something you want to talk about, you want to get off your chest. If there's a topic you would like for us to discuss, I do really think it'd be good for us to have the guys come on and do a counterpoint. You know, and let them chat. And then I am going to be interested to see what Roger thinks of this.
Oh yes, you know,
of this episode. I'm sure they'll let us know. Anyway, thanks to everybody who made it through to the end of this. Hopefully, you'll join us again. And I keep trying to figure out what is going to be my clothesline, closing out the podcast. I think I just want to tell you I'm really grateful for everybody who joined us, and hopefully, you can come again and again.
Oh, that's a good one.
And again.
Yeah. That's a good
one. Thanks for being with us.
That's a good one.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.